Hey everyone, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Hi, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon.
Episode 23.
Okay.
Wow, we're almost to the big 25.
And it's hot. The heat monster is out.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
Today, we're going to talk about Caitlin's addiction to drugs. Oh, that's a different episode, sorry. Yep. That Advil goes by fast.
The Advil?
Yeah. That's your addiction.
No, not even close. My gut can't hold all that Excedrin.
Excedrin? We don't take Excedrin.
You just Advil. Said it. Oh, Advil.
Ibuprofen.
Ibububu.
Ibububu.
Yeah.
So what's on the agenda for this meeting?
So we've been basically dealing with gut problems. So we're just going to try to talk about try gut health and some extra things we add on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
what's the story?
I've been having problems with you eat and then I get bloated. This has been going on for how long? With the bloatiness since 2021. So chips and stuff like that, or bread.
You start having to cut out certain foods.
Yeah.
Because you would have a reaction to them.
Yeah, but there was no other problems, just bloated, and then my stomach would hurt a little bit. But now it's just started happening worse with, I would eat something, my stomach starts gurgling immediately after, and I feel the food go down me, all the way down to my stomach, and I'm ready to go to the bathroom.
Some kind of definite reaction.
Yeah. It's not like I'm eating Twinkies or anything, but I used to eat salad every day for lunch.
Mixed that was with awesome. With some protein and other vegetables.
Yeah, my beans. I used to eat so good. Well, I mean, I did. I still do, but...
And then you ate your superfood, an avocado.
Yeah. So, but the salads go right through me too.
Now they do.
But,
now they do.
Yeah. But they didn't before. So I could actually feel them go down me and then they go out. And then I'm starving. So.
Then you get lightheaded.
And then I get lightheaded. And then I just want to shove everything in my mouth and I don't care what I. What I eat, either if it's bad or whatever.
Okay.
Some people have diarrhea like I have, and then some people have constipation. So that's just different IBS.
And I think last time you talked about talking to a nutritionist.
Yes. Yeah, so I went to a nutritionist and she tried to help me sort out. She couldn't figure it out.
Right.
So we just kind of talked through it. And as John was saying earlier about the avocado, I ate a half of an avocado and was okay. But then I was hungry some more and just decided to eat the whole avocado. And then I couldn't stop going into the bathroom after that. So I guess if you read up on it, the avocados and IBS... I guess it doesn't do well with people with IBS, which I don't fully understand, but I mean, it's fat. It slithers down your stomach.
It just keeps slithering the rest of the way.
I don't know, but they say the IBS, it's not fully understood, and there's a combination of factors such as heightened sensitivity of your intestines, imbalances in gut bacteria, and stress. So I just recently went to my doctor just to internal medicine, and she gave me like 4 different tests for celiac disease. It's like a blood test because I couldn't get into a GI doctor till October. So I went and saw her, and she just kept asking, is it stress? You have a lot of stress in your life and a lot of stress. And I was like, no, not compared to what it used to, but I just have the normal stress of work and stuff.
When you were with your doc, did you tell her that you do triathlons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's a stress.
Yeah. But I mean, it happens when I'm not doing triathlons. Yeah. But so she gave me a bunch of celiac disease blood tests, and I tested negative.
So that's not it.
So, which is good, but I mean, I still have something going on. I just decided to hire back my nutritionist, and she's helping me do this low FODMAP diet. The FODMAP is FODMAP, and that means fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. They're all short-chain carbohydrates, which is sugars that's difficult for the small intestine to absorb. Some people experience digestive issues after eating these foods that contain in the high foods map, which is an avocado.
Is on the FODMAP. You're going to get your list?
Yeah. It causes bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain.
So, sounds like what you're doing.
So like the low FODMAP stuff, or we'll do the high. So the high lactose is like, I don't want to bore people, commercially prepared ricotta, cottage cheese, ice cream, bummer. I love ice cream, yogurt.
But you never have problems with ice cream.
I know, but maybe it does give me problems and I don't.
It's just waiting for something else.
And then excess fructose is like artichokes, asparagus, fruits like apples, figs, cherries, mangoes, pears, watermelon, alcohol, rum, sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup. I mean, that's obvious. So I've stopped eating all that stuff. I've put the milk out.
Cauliflower, mushrooms, snow peas.
So I've just been eating like blueberries, strawberries.
Because that's on the low list.
Yeah. Bananas, that's all on the low list. Yeah, so I've gotten rid of like dairies. So I've been eating like almond milk. For my milks, I've been eating bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs makes your stomach feel awesome. I've been eating cooked vegetables. I eat some oatmeal. I've been eating rice. We're going to have some brown rice a day. I can eat corn tortillas.
Yeah, that's what we figured out because you had a reaction to flour tortillas.
The flour tortillas. Oh, boy.
But you had corn tortillas and you were fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those flour tortillas, that is not fun. So, be careful. And then, like, sugars. I've been trying to cut out sugars. I've been eating dark chocolate. I cut out even our fake sugar with coffee. I eat table sugar.
Yeah, table sugar is okay.
Uh-huh. I eat peanut butter. I'm so glad that's not cut out, but I'm going to miss ice cream. So, I mean, I'll probably eventually get some dairy-free ice cream or soy ice cream.
Sorbet. You can have sorbet.
Sorbet, yeah.
Well, that's good about the sugar because that's what we use for fuel for our triathlon training.
Yeah.
And triathlons.
So, yeah, we just been trying to eat different. We eat peanuts, and I guess pistachios are bad. I eat almonds. Almonds are good. Cashews are bad, which I really don't understand that.
So you have dark chocolate-covered almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, that does the job.
And I share in it. I like it.
So John, he's so sweet. He's been going on the diet with me, which is so nice when someone has to eat different in the house. I mean, it's kind of hard for the other person to eat different, but yeah.
So it's working.
So it is working. It's so nice. But I did have coffee today, and it upset my stomach, and I went a whole bunch of times before I went on my run.
On your run. So you switched to tea, and you also...
So I've been eating, drinking black tea.
How about the mushroom coffee?
It still upsets my stomach.
Okay, so coffee on the list?
Is bad, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'll probably drink some black tea tomorrow.
Oh, so all the coffee is mine.
I mean, I'll have it every once in a while. I just know it's going to give me problems if I drink it.
Mm. Okay, I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So basic treatment, it's for IBS, it doesn't ever go away. It's chronic. So there's like triggers, which is the high food. The high food list that can trigger it, but with it, I guess you can manage it with low food lists,
right?
And then you can buy some anti-diarrhea medications like loperamide, which I did, and it was really nice to have. I've been taking probiotics. I've started taking and stress management, such as exercise, meditation or counseling. So I've been exercising more.
Gosh.
But I'm not really stressed out of a person.
Right. You're not really.
I used to, but so I don't have any celiac disease. I think I just have something with IBS. But there's also like other things that people have. I looked up celiac disease. It's a gastrointestinal problem. Celiac disease, unlike celiac disease, what is it?
Is it celiac or celiac?
It's celiac. Gluten sensitivity, also known as non-celiac gluten sensitivity.
Oh, that's a different
one. Weird. Yeah. Characterized by gastrointestinal symptoms related to consumption of gluten found in wheat, barley, rye. Unlike celiac disease, the non-celiac gluten sensitivity does not cause damage to the small intestine. So, I mean, I could have that.
But it's not causing damage.
Yeah.
Like, and the other one that rips your guts apart.
Yeah. So that, the non celiac gluten sensitivity that causes bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, headaches, fatigue, joint pain, skin rashes.
Which you get.
And also, I have like bubbling skin when I...
Sure you're just not out in the sun and you're cooking and it's bubbling like bacon?
No. But celiac disease is where the ingestion of the gluten leads to damage in the small intestine that occurs genetically disposed individuals. It attacks the lining of the small intestine, leading to inflammation and damage that can cause symptoms, which is...
A lot of symptoms.
Yeah. Which is the same
thing. A lot of the same stuff, but then you've got...
You get anemia.
Yeah. And osteoporosis.
And weight loss. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think I have that. But, I mean, I could have the other thing. The non-celiac gluten sensitivity.
Okay. Well, you're just working through your foods to see what are your little triggers.
Yeah.
And staying off of it.
Yeah. Basically, you just manage it by eating right.
How about those bugs you drink? Is that helpful?
No, not really.
Okay. The bugs. She drinks bugs.
the 30 billion...
Colonies?
It's like a...
Probiotic
drink?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's probably just a lot of sugar.
Probably. You're just feeding it.
Yeah. That's true. You just feed it.
Yeah. As opposed to having candidas, which is the gut bacteria that likes to feed off of sugar and does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic.
I mean this thing, this gut problem, I mean, that could be a problem, which...
It can be if you have something bad and you're doing a triathlon.
Yeah. So, but what's kind of upsetting is like the other day, so when it was really bad, I forgot. I went to the bathroom like 5 or 6 times before we started doing this weekly
triathlon,
which we've talked about.
Yep.
And so I did my swimming, I did my bike, and it was great fun. And then I got to the run and I couldn't run. So I just stopped because everything was out of me. And so I'm just walked home and just tried to shove anything I could in my mouth to eat because I was starving and everything was out of me. So I don't really want to do that. Yeah. So I think I'm trying to work on my stomach and eating and learning how to eat. So John's going to laugh. I'm just not going to do Galveston, but that's not until April.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's not just my stomach about Galveston. It's the heat.
And your fear of being in the middle of the bay.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to go definitely do Waco again. That's kind of exciting. And it's cooler. And it's the Brazo River. And I think I know it's just a straight shot down the river.
Yeah.
And I had a good time.
Even with the wind?
Even with the wind.
Okay.
I was so happy the bike was done. I'm like, all right.
I don't think I'm going to chase you for 16 miles anymore.
You don't have to.
I'll bring one of those electric scooters and just scoot her around.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
I'd probably crash.
Oh, gosh. You'll have like a dripping blood down your face. Go, Kate!
All right.
So I think I'm going to do that. And then John went to the doctor too, got his blood work.
My annual checkup.
His A1C wasn't good. It's increasing. His cholesterol is getting much better because he's taken stupid pills, but whatever.
Statins.
Blech. He's not really a pill liker. Neither of us are.
No, but it worked.
But, I mean, anything to not have a stroke or...
Yeah, so what about my A1C?
What am I doing? So the A1C is going up. I'm not going to say the amount or anything, but it's just going up.
It's not that high.
Well, no, it's not. It's not diabetic, but he's not there yet.
Yet?
But he's not going to get there. So we decided between both of us with our problem, we're going to keep doing our weekend triathlon things, which is really fun. But we're going to do the 30-day running.
Running for 30
for
days.
For 30 minutes.
For a minimum of 30 minutes a day.
And we're going to see.
And you put it up on Strava. And I guess you did it wrong.
Because the challenge was completed already.
Even though it was day one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she just set it for 30 minutes. She'll have to figure out how to set it for 30 minutes for 30 days.
Yeah.
So we can.
So we're going to do that from July 1st, which we've already started.
Monday.
July 1st through.
July 30th.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. And see where it takes us. Also, I've just been dealing with premenopause on the side, but I mean, it's not really anything major, not like my gut problems, but just when I'm about to have my period, it just doesn't happen very much. I don't know how to explain it without embarrassing myself, but I'm just more tired more than anything.
Yeah.
I just don't have any energy. So I'm dealing with that.
Yeah, me too.
And then John, he has it too.
Yeah. So I'm.
I really think
I'm
men
sleepy
do...
too, and take naps. Take naps.
But I really think men, they go through menopause too.
You go through
men
something. Yeah.
Get tired. Women, women, they have their problems.
I get tired from trying to keep up with you in your training.
Yeah. But So I guess we're not going to do any triathlons this year.
Except for our weekend ones.
Oh, but last weekend I ran at, it was like 7:30. I went running.
Oh, the day after.
7:30. Only 7:30 in the morning. Went running, did 5 or 6 miles in between.
And here comes the heat.
Came back home, sat and trying to cool off, drinking, and then I just went and threw up.
Yep, because it's hot.
And it just took so much out of my head, and it just made me feel like I was sick for the rest of the day.
So how are you going to battle the heat monster?
So, oh yeah, John got us some backpacks. Are those called?
I don't know what they're called. They're the backpacks that
with
has
the water.
With the water packs.
So we're going to try that. But today I did do my 6 miles again and I ran slower and I was smarter.
And you had to walk run and your heart rate zoomed up.
Yeah. So like I would run and I was like dripping sweat with under a mile. I was at 0.94 and my heart rate was 148. And that's not normal for me. So, but at the end, when I was running, coming back, my heart rate was 130.
Yeah, because you were in the trees in the breeze.
Right.
That's what I noticed last week when I did that same route.
Yeah.
Because out where you were out in the open, exposed, and there was no wind. And then once you came back into the neighborhood, you were under shade and there's breeze.
Yeah. So, I mean, my body can't handle heat. I want to handle heat, but so I'm just going to work on, I guess, going slower. But I mean, my shirt was softened, wet, like I went swimming.
So with those backpack water carriers, the idea is going to be we're going to freeze almost the bag completely.
So I'll be carrying a big old heavy block of ice.
You're going to be carrying a block of ice. I don't know how heavy that's going to be, but...
It's going to be strength training.
But it's going to cool you off. That's the thing. Because it's going to be ice on your back.
Yeah.
That's your core. That's your back core.
Right.
And so as it melts, you can have cold water to drink or whatever else. I'll probably put some sodium citrate in it to help with that. But I'm thinking that will help during the heat months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Because we saw the running group that we run by when we do our Saturday triathlons because there's the Fort Bend Running Club that runs by. And, some of them have backpacks, those backpack things on.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
So we'll definitely have to try it. And yeah, with doing Waco, I mean, last year I trained in the heat, right?
What we did was we did 3 sprints where the last one we did is the one coming up at the end of July, the Cypress, where you hyperventilated and I beat you because you were too hot.
Yeah.
On the run. So after that.
Can we do that one next year?
What, Cypress? Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then after that, we took a little time off, but we were still training mostly indoors. And then once it started cooling off, then we started doing your longer runs and your longer bikes outside.
Yeah.
But even the swim was hot in the pool, because the pool was hot, because it was outside.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it started cooling off.
Mm-hmm.
Then we found out we could go at 5 in the morning on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And Tuesdays and Thursdays. That helped, because it was cooler.
Yeah.
So we just, that's all we did, was after that was done, we recovered a little bit, and then we started doing the longer distances and worked on the distances. So that may be different from where we move to next year. We'll have to figure out how to do that.
With what?
With the pool, with the bike, and with the run, where we're going to do it.
Well, we've checked out some places.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I talked to a girl at work. She's a one of the device check girls with the pacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
She said she used to come swim here at the community pool in the Masters when she was like 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so she knows exactly where the pool I was talking to about. And I said, yeah, we're going to move down in Pearland at that natatorium. She's like, yeah, she said she went there too, and it's a really good place.
Yeah. So, yeah, if we move to Pearland, there's a natatorium mm-hmm. that has a full-on gym. We asked them about the spin bikes because it was locked. They said if there's two of us, we can just go ask them to open it, mm-hmm. which is good. So we could use the spin bikes there.
Yeah.
We can use our indoor trainer bikes if we live on the bottom floor of the apartment. And, oh, yeah, and the GTA, you know the GTA video game? So someone did a modification to the software where you could ride your bike on it. So I've done that a couple times, but now there was an upgrade to the software. So they probably
did that on purpose.
They upgraded all the time. You saw the commercials. They're upgrading their software to add the new stuff. So the mod people have to go back and reprogram their mod so that it's accessible again. But I was riding my bike down, and it had the training things just like Zwift does. I mean, it was kind of cool. And I never figured out how I could shoot people, though.
Shoot people while bike riding.
While bike riding. Yeah.
Shoot the old ladies.
It was kind of funny. But yeah, so I was doing that for a while. But what were we talking about before I brought that up? Oh, moving. So we'll have, if we go to Pearland, I think we'll be okay. We'll just have to go out early because of just traffic issues. But I think we'll be able to do long bike rides.
We'll look for routes. Yeah.
There is, I think there's a route that from there that connects to where we rode out in the cornfields. Way out there. So I was kind of trying to find that. I think I found it. So depending on where we live, we'll have to adjust the training for that. But we'll have time to think about it
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing Galveston. Maybe I'll do Galveston again. Or maybe I'll just take a nap. And think about it. Anyway.
I'm just going to work on my gut health.
Yeah, we need to get that dialed in, figure it out.
Because I can't ask those tri people, will you set some toilets like
every mile?
Yeah, for me.
Nope. You're just going to have to swim, bike, and run with toilet paper in your pack.
Try to hide and squat.
Yeah, there you go. There's a picture.
Hide and squat.
Call this the hide and squat episode.
Hide and squat triathlon.
I think I'm gonna open up the show with the toilet flushing.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay. What else you got?
All right. That it? So you can make fun of me of not doing Galveston now. I changed my mind again.
Back and forth. Okay. I'm sure I'll bring that up.
I'm going to do Waco.
Opportune time.
Then that'll be easier. We can go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We know the course.
Mm-hmm.
You know the course. I don't know the course.
Yeah. They'll probably change it again.
Which they do every now and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
23.
All right. Stay addicted.
And try.